103.7 to be afternoon jam session. As promised, we have a very special guest on the phone line. He first captivated the world with his talent, and he sang his way into many hearts as a member of hip-hop R&B group Pretty Ricky. After he went solo, he brought us many hits such as Did You Wrong, which you're hearing right now, also Under and Boyfriend Number Two. Now he's back with a hot new single, new name, Attitude. Like to welcome Marcus Cooper, formerly known as Pleasure P. How you doing today?
I'm good, Rosie. How are you?
I am wonderful. We are excited to have you on the phone line.
Yes.
And we're really enjoying filling your new song. So we're going to talk about that and much more. Okay. So we're going to dive into it. So from what I understand, you're in the recording studio right now.
Yeah, I'm in the recording studio every day. Just, you know, like I just record every day. Like I'm working on like 5 different projects right now. So, you know, I got a lot of work, you know, on my plate.
Okay, it sounds that way. We don't want to hold you too long, but let's jump right into it. Let's talk about the name change. The world has grown to know you as Pleasure P, but you are going by Marcus Cooper. Why the name change?
Yeah, well, the last album that I came out with was called The Introduction to Marcus Cooper. So I was always preparing, you know, the world to be calling me Marcus Cooper. I mean, that's my government name. That's the name that my mother, you know, calls me and everybody that really, really knows me. So I feel like my fans should really, really, you know, feel like they know me. So, you know, what would be another way other than to call me Marcus, you know, by my government name?
Now, do you mind if people still call you Pleasure P?
I really don't care. You know, people going to call me what they want to call me. So, you know, but for the most part, you know, most people call me Marcus.
How did you find the name change to work out, you know, with your contract arrangements and everything? You know, going from Pleasure P to your government name, was that a big issue?
Well, my name was signed as Marcus Cooper on the contract anyway.
Right. So it ain't. He was ready.
It didn't make no difference.
Okay.
It didn't make a difference at all.
Okay. Now, you said you were already preparing for the world to know you by your government name, Marcus Cooper. Now, what happened? There's some fans out there who are wondering what happened with Pretty Ricky and why you decided to go solo.
I'm gonna be quite honest with you. It just wasn't a good situation for me as a businessman and as an adult. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. You know, like it just didn't work out. You know, sometimes in life things work out when you're in business with someone, and sometimes it don't. I'm pretty sure you guys have a business partner that you guys work with over at the radio station, and if you know they didn't pay you for coming to work, I probably won't be talking to you right now. Correct me if I'm mistaken.
Oh no, you're right about that.
You know, it just didn't work out, and you know that was then and that was now. So
that's right. Well, you've brought us some hot singles, and we're definitely looking forward to your upcoming projects. Let's talk a little bit about who some of your influences are.
I'm a big R&B lover. So, like, I love everyone's album that's out right now. Like, the Neo album just came out. You got the Miguel album. Mm-hmm. You got Keisha Cole album coming out. You got Trey out. There's so many good R&B albums out. But my all-time, like, I listen to everyone's stuff. But, you know, that's my more so, like, current R&B stuff. I've been Brandy album just came out.
Okay,
You know, I definitely support R&B, and I want everyone to, you know, support R&B. But, you know, I like Keith Sweat, Babyface.
I
listen to all genres of music, man. You know, I can go on forever from R. Kelly to whoever, you know. I listen to everything. So, you know, Tevin Campbell. Like, I can name everybody that I listen to everybody.
Yeah, he's pulling up some good ones here, yeah.
No. I am an R&B head. I grew up, you know, listening to that great 90s R&B and, you know, the 80s R&B. So, you know, I listen to it all, man. Like, if you rode in the car with me today, I would have, like, an MP3 CD of like, a whole, like, 100 and whatever songs, and they're all R&B, you know, from Deborah Cox to anybody. I listen to everybody. So.
Okay. Yeah. So,
yeah, for sure.
With the new project you're working on, what are you looking to bring to your fan base this go round? What can they expect? Can they expect something new, something old? What you looking to give them this time?
Expect for Marcus to be Marcus, you know, on this album, and just give them the sound they've been missing, you know, with my time off or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like I'm in the middle of like 2-3 albums right now, you know, and I'm just putting the finishing touches on damn near all of them. So, you know, I mean, my next project is more so talking about love, you know, more so than the bedroom stuff. And this album, you know, it's just about, you know, me being Marcus and just having fun with you know, music and you know, just different kinds of music that I've been, you know, doing as an artist.
Right.
You know?
And definitely one statement that you make is let Marcus be Marcus. And I really appreciate that because a lot of artists, they use, you know, different names to kind of separate themselves from the entertainment, from their personal life. It sounds like you're almost looking to make this make your entertainment life and your personal life a bit more of a blend. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, it's like I never, you know, like because we're in the business to where everything is just so radio driven.
Uh-huh.
Like you sign to a label, you can't really put out songs to people. You know, you can't give people the opportunity to get to know you by putting out just these radio little singles.
Right, you got to put out what's personal, something from your heart, whether they like it or not. That's exactly what I'm saying. So it sounds like you're getting back to just here's me.
I'm actually evolving as an artist and finding myself. You know, like I never, like all the things that I went through. Like I've been hurting for like 8 years, you know, of all the things that I want to talk about, but never got the opportunity to talk about them because I'm an R&B, like a rapper. You know, they got it easy. They can just talk about whatever, but an R&B singer, you kind of got to stay appealing to the ladies and stay in your own lane. So, you know, with this one, you know, I'm pretty sure everybody can relate to having a broken heart and being in love and, you know what I'm saying? So at least I might not be able to get into all of the personal stuff, but, you know, I can get into something to where y'all can, okay, you know what, I know him from this perspective and I'm going to rock with him and support his music because of that. You know what I mean?
Right. And just to make sure, you know, we were checking a few facts. I believe you're over at E1 right now, right?
Yeah, I'm over at E1 for this album.
Okay. And how's the atmosphere over there with, you know, with you wanting to go your own direction? Are you feel like, you know, you got that support?
How
you
much
need?
Control do you have?
Well, the E1 situation is like I'm signed to my own label over there. So it's more like a partnership more so than it's not a major, you know, it's not a major label type of thing. I think you don't really make a lot of money with major labels anymore nowadays. Like, the game ain't designed for artists to do that.
Right.
So this is I got a fan base, of course, and you know I cater to my fans every day, and you know that was a better situation for me at the time for what I was going through over at Atlantic. You know, way better deal, way better situation.
Okay.
We're currently playing I Love Girls. Let's talk about that song that features Young Money rapper Tyga. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about that song?
Well, that song is for all of the ladies. Sorry, I got stumbled up with my words, but you know, every single lady. I don't want any lady feeling like, you know, insecure about herself. So I just kind of made that song for, you know, the big girls, the skinny girls. Just I named every type of woman, and I just want y'all to know that Marcus Cooper loved every last one of y'all for just being you. You know, and that was the importance of it. So I don't know if you guys got that from listening to the song, but
definitely, that's
what I'm promoting, and that's, you know, that's the reason. I mean, it's feel good, it's fun, and you know, that's the reason for the song. You know,
it definitely boosts the confidence.
The skinny girl with the little butt, I like you too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like everybody. You know, the short girl, we like the short women too. We like them all. You're the thugged out woman. You know what Marcus Cooper loves you. You know,
hey,
right. It definitely takes away any insecurities. So you definitely feel confident after listening to this one.
Right.
It's so definitely for the ladies.
So big girl got the Pleasure P tattoo on her neck. He with you too, baby.
I love the big girls too. The girls that wear the big
drawers,
we love you too, baby.
Yeah, it is. That's what I'm talking about.
Let's talk about your other upcoming projects and ventures that you have going on that you would like the fans to know about.
You know, I wrote the song Wild Ones for Flo Rida. I don't think people know that my pen game is sick. And a lot of those Pretty Ricky songs, I wrote those as well.
Okay.
And, of course, like the Did You Wrongs, I wrote those. I've been working on, like, a Mindless Behavior project. You know, just a few other Marsha Ambrosius. We've been working on some stuff for her.
Okay.
I've been in the studio with my brother Rico Love a lot lately. So, you know, he just been giving me the opportunity to write on different projects. And, of course, I got my own artists and my own thing that I'm doing over here is separate from that. So, you know, I'm in the studio every day just, you know, getting that whole thing together. So, you know, it's a lot of work on my plate, but I guarantee you this, by the time January come next year, you're going to see a whole lot of Marcus Cooper. And that's because I planned it. You know, I took my time, put my 5-year plan together, and, you know, it's working. So every day is a work in progress to that, you know, that ultimate goal, you know, down the line, the 5-year plan thing, you know.
Man, you can say that again one more time, Mr. Cooper, for the listeners out there, for those aspiring artists who thinking that they just going to ink a deal, man, or slide up to somebody with a mixtape, man. This man say he didn't put together a 5-year plan, and you didn't have some history already. You know, you didn't build the network.
Yeah, I had to learn from my mistakes. I mean, if you look at any artist, like you look at Lil Wayne, right? But it's a good example. How many years he's been in the game, and he had to go through his trials and tribulations in the business, on the business side of things. Yeah. But once he got it right, now he's, you know, he's right. He's able to benefit from it or anybody. But you don't just start off as an artist like, man, I'm rich and I'm tired of people like just putting out. Like, that's not what this music business is about. It's not about that. You know, it's about you artistically, you know, showing what you can or bring to the table. But you get a lot of people, oh, we driving Phantoms, and, you know, like, I'm more sort of the type of person like, man, look, the dudes that actually do have Phantoms, more power to you. But before Marcus Cooper buy one, you know, my house going to be paid off. Right. You know, no mortgages, no nothing. Right. I'm going to have my property taxes paid off for 40 years so that I
can always we ain't reading about you in a year behind on your taxes.
Right. You ain't going to read about me like that, because I'm not trying to keep up with nobody. 100. I'm just in my own lane. So to all the guys that you think that, oh, you, I was young. I did it before. You know what I'm saying? I got into the business and, you know, I went to L.A. and I lived in a big house, and I did all that. So, you know, some people got to go through it, but I'm gonna be the one person that's gonna try to tell you as a person. You can take from what I'm saying, or you may not. But you know what I'm saying is the God honest truth, man. Don't be trying to keep up with the next man. Keep up with what you're trying to do, and in your plan, man. Cause boy, trust me.
Yeah, know where you're trying to go before you blow.
You don't want to be that brief. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well, that's sound advice. Not only for aspiring artists, but for anyone. Right. So it's definitely, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, man, live within your means. And you know what I mean? Like, if you get a map, you only brought in this amount of money this year. I suggest you just hold on to that and make a little more from it.
That should be in the commandments right there, to live within your means. But Marcus, can we expect another single out anytime soon? And anything coming down the pipeline yet?
Everybody follow me on Twitter, Marcus_Cooper. I release new songs every Friday. I just started this thing. It's pretty cool. It's called Fan Fridays.
Okay.
And, you know, one Friday, you know, I took my fans out to... It's kind of weird because it's over the internet, but, you know, I told all of my female followers, you know, if you're home tonight and you ain't doing nothing, you know, grab your glass of Moscato and, you know, I'm taking you guys on a date. So when I actually logged on to the Ustream, I was at a sushi bar called Raw, and, you know, it was just a different little atmosphere. We were just there, you know, having a good time, whatever. Another one of my mates cook in the kitchen. And, you know, I just try to, you know, just do stuff for my fans because they support me so much. So, yeah, the past couple Fridays, I released a record called Move On. It's like a Jamaican type of record. You can look that one up. Mm-hmm. And then I released another one called Really Need to Know. And this upcoming Friday, I'm going to release this one record called Twitter After Dark. So if you look at my Twitter, you're going to see the artwork for Twitter After Dark there, whatever the case may be. But I'm putting that out as well. And I'm just giving fans, you know, they're just due. You know what I mean? I've been gone for some time, so I just want to give them some music to just, you know, show them, okay, Mark is still doing his thing along with girls, and you're going to see more videos from me and more content and, you know, that whole type of thing. You know, we just been working for quite some time, so, you know, like, everything is about timing. So you'll hear a lot from me in January for sure, and, you know, therefore they're on after that or whatever, you know.
All right, well, we'll definitely be on the lookout. Can you give your Twitter out one more time?
Yes, my Twitter is Marcus_Cooper. Everybody definitely follow. You know, I don't know whatever you heard about me or what you think you may have heard or whatever the case may be, but I'm a cool guy to the people that know me. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that know me, they know me. And, you know, for y'all that's listening right now, I'm giving y'all the opportunity to know me. So, you know, definitely follow me on Twitter.
We'll certainly do that. Is there anything else you'd like to get out to the listeners, to your fans today?
Nah, I'm cool. I just want to give a big shout out to DJ Q89 for setting this whole thing up. A big shout out to y'all 103.7 The Beat for having me, and I can't wait to come to West Michigan and, you know, see how y'all do it over there, man.
So, oh yeah,
you know,
we definitely got to get you up here for a show.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I just want to give a big shout out to everybody that's listening, and yeah, just get ready to support the kid. I done been through a lot, but I'm still here, so it ain't nothing.
All right.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you taking time with us and speaking with the listeners, letting us know what's going on in the world of Marcus Cooper. And we're looking forward to it. Good luck on all your upcoming projects and ventures. We're excited for you. So keep up the good work.
Definitely.
Thank you. Thank you, love. Y'all have a good day, all right?
You too.
Peace.
Here we go. Pleasure P along with Tiger. I Love Girls. Afternoon Jams, 103.7 The Beat.